How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to Your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. I'm an executive resume writer, and I'm with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. For the next couple of episodes, I'm going to focus on LinkedIn. I know I talk a lot about resume writing and fear and how to search for jobs and so on, but for now, I'm going to talk about LinkedIn. And today, I want to talk about fake LinkedIn profiles. Fake profiles are the bane of LinkedIn. And as you are going through your job search, you need to figure out, of course, who you need to connect with yourself from you to other people, but also what kinds of connections you're going to accept. So anywhere from I'm only going to accept connections from people I've met in person to being a LinkedIn open networker or a lion, you have to figure out where you land. And one of the key points of this is figuring out if connections that are trying to reach out to you are real or fake. On some level, your connections should not really matter. They're not really a reflection on you unless you consider it to be that way. But I would caution you to be vigilant, because fake profiles can be representative of online, and that is something nobody wants to be part of. Of course, if you care very much about how your network reflects on you, that is clearly a bigger issue and a much better reason to avoid being connected to people you don't want to be connected to, and to disconnect with profiles that you believe are fake or detrimental. So I'm going to talk right now about how you can recognize a fake LinkedIn profile. It's pretty easy to figure out who's a real profile because it's robust, it has a photo, it's got all kinds of things in it that you want to see. But how the difference between that and a fake profile? So you start with looking at the name. Is it in all lowercase letters? I am not sure why improper capitalization correlates to a fake LinkedIn profile, but it does, at least anecdotally speaking, in my own experience. Number two, there's no photograph or headshot. Although not having a current photo is not necessarily a reason to decline to connect with a prospective contact, the fact that a profile has no personal or professional information and no photo leads me to believe that I'm reading a fake profile. But number three, maybe the LinkedIn profile does have a photograph, but when a quick search of that photo on Google's image search function yields some alarming search engine results, I get nervous. So typically, a search on these images reveal that the photos are being used for multiple profiles and none with the same name. And sometimes they even come from paid sites where you can buy images to use online. So you need to judge whether the photo is credible. Number four, the text of the LinkedIn profile is thin. The person's education is unlikely given the person's location and current profession. The work history is spotty, unusual, or unrelated to anything else in the profile. There is no description of the person's employment, and there's no summary statement explaining the individual's career path and what he or she offers the marketplace. So many times I see profiles that say so-and-so in such-and-such country in the U.S. Army, and that's it. And some kind of, you know, improbably perfect photo. That's a dead giveaway. So the fifth one, a fifth tip on how to recognize a fake LinkedIn profile. The profile has fewer than 50 contacts. Of course, not every new entrant into LinkedIn is going to have a million contacts. So that's hardly the worry. A new profile with legitimate content and that is built out appropriately raises no red flags. But a profile that has few connections and some or all of the foregoing issues, there's going to be a high probability that this profile is going to be fake. So let's look at a real-world example of a fake LinkedIn profile. I know you can't see the image I'm looking at, but I'll describe it to you so you can get a sense of what I'm talking about. This is a recent request I received. The email included a generic request for connection. It wasn't personalized. That's not a huge red flag necessarily, but it's never a great idea to generically invite somebody to connect someone you don't know from any context. But a fake profile owner, quote unquote, can't invite someone authentically with a real request because there's no actual network to invite someone to. So you get the generic, I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn. Then you look at the elements of the profile relative to the filters that I was just describing and see if they match up. So number one, in this case, the person's name is in all lowercase letters. Number two, there's a photo today, but there wasn't one yesterday when I first viewed the profile. And the photo, number three, is not the profile owner. I saved the photo and searched for it on Google Images. As I suspected, the image is someone's private photo. In this case, it was posted on Flickr, and it was captioned as an individual celebrating Manila Day. So clearly, this is not a professional photo of the profile owner, as the individual named in the private photo is different. Number four, the content of the profile is thin, misspelled, and not descriptive. Typically, profile owners write their actual job titles, not a vague description, and savvy LinkedIn users fill out their complete profiles. So, moreover, the place of employment is listed on the company's website as Iowa. The profile owner lists Houston, Texas as his place of employment. And of course, the profile has fewer than 50 connections. So are these faults enough? You might say that none of these faults in particular definitively indicate that the LinkedIn profile is fake. You're probably right. Any one of these, independent of the others, is not cause for particular alarm or disconnection. However, taken together, the whole is definitely greater than the sum of its parts. I'm 99.44% sure that this is a fake LinkedIn profile, the one I described to you. It lacks authenticity, it lacks honesty, and it doesn't even attempt to represent a real human being. So how can you be authentic in your LinkedIn profile? There are many resources out there on how to write a terrific LinkedIn profile. Obviously, you can do a search and figure out what needs to go into your profile. So rather than describe the many ways in which to engage a LinkedIn strategy that's going to be effective, at least not right here, I'm going to offer one valuable insight. Be authentic. To design and implement an effective LinkedIn profile, not only do you need to complete the fields within it appropriately, you need to demonstrate that who you are online is who you are in person. The reason fake profiles on LinkedIn raise eyebrows, if not all-out alarms, is that there is no substance behind the skimpy text. What is your substance, and how does your online presence match your true self in the eyes of your audience? I invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Amy L. Adler. Tell me you heard this podcast. Tell me what your questions are. I'm Amy L. Adler, and I look forward to hearing from you and speaking with you next time. Thanks for listening.